Hey, what up, what up, what up? Y'all already know who it is. I'm your guy, CT, my homegirl.
Nikki C.
She is back in the building on the block with Let the Conversation
Begin.
Hey, guys, that's what it is. That's what it's due. I'm going to go ahead and just turn this down a little bit so you can hear our wonderful voices
so good
this morning.
Feels good.
Oh, it feels great. How you feeling?
Yeah, I feel great.
You feel great?
I do. How about you?
I feel great. You know I'm always awesome,
all the
guys.
Time, yeah.
Hey, man, to all our listeners, man, I just want to do a little small disclaimer. I want to say that we really appreciate and we enjoy all of you.
We do.
Thank y'all for listening to us. Thank y'all for supporting us this whole time that we've been doing this. It's going to be a little change. It's going to be a little different. I know we used to do a whole lot of things in the week, but we have to let y'all know that we're going to take a step back. And we're just going to focus on main episode. We know that's exactly what y'all want. So we're giving y'all what y'all want. We're going to focus on main episode. So every Tuesday, I want y'all to come. I repeat, every Tuesday, be here the exact same time when we drop it. That's when we're doing our
new
episode.
First Tuesday.
That's what it do. And then, you know, later on as the week going to go on, we're going to actually start doing two episodes. But for right now, we're just going to do every Tuesday, guys.
Right.
But other than that, How you been? How you been feeling?
I've been floating like a cloud. Man.
It's been a while since we've been in studio together.
Why
you ducking me, man?
Why you ducking me? Dog, it ain't nothing like that.
She's ducking me, guys.
Just dealing with some personal issues and stuff.
You cool. It's just life.
Yes.
Get a little sip of this water right quick.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is life, you know.
Got you.
We got to keep your loins, though. Got to keep your loins about you, you know.
Got you. But look, we're going to go ahead and keep this thing right along. Keep it moving. So we have an amazing episode for y'all today.
Definitely.
It's going to be two different parts. First, we're going to just hit y'all with trending topics. Then we're going to have the meat and potatoes.
Ooh.
And we're going to just touch on it just a little bit. So you can come back on the other part of the episode and just go along with the ride with us. So Nikki C, how do you feel about abortion? Is abortion murder?
Oh, man, I have so many mixed feelings, honestly. About that.
Don't give it all. Just a little taste of it.
I'm just gonna say I have mixed emotions about it.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say that, you know. I'm on the fence.
You on the fence?
I am.
Okay, well, we're going to get
you?
Into
what, I mean, what about you?
Yep. Yeah, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
just
that.
Straight yep. Like that. Just straight like that.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, I may play, depending on how she answer, guys, I may play the devil's advocate, but my personal feeling, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can dig it.
You can dig it?
I can dig it.
All right, let's go. Let's just go on to the trending topics. But before we get to that, guys, this is Let the Conversation Begin. You rocking out with us too, like you do every Tuesday. If you have any questions, if you have any thoughts with the trending topics, we're gonna be speaking about Bill Cosby.
Ooh,
we're gonna be speaking about what's the name?
Sha'Carri
Robinson.
Richardson.
We're gonna be speaking. I said Robinson.
It's
hold on.
Richardson.
Hold on, guy. I gotta do something on that one. I said Robinson.
Sha'Carri.
Hold on, because I messed that one all the way up. Here you go, Neil. Here you go.
Hell no.
OMG. It happens.
Yeah, it happens. Sha'Carri Richardson. And then we're just going to start off by talking about July 4th.
Yeah.
But if there's anything you want to talk about, if you want to give your two cents about it, also is abortion murder, we need you to send that to letthconversationbegin@gmail.com. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's go.
July 4th, how was it?
Oh, it was splendid.
It was splendid.
I ate all I could eat until my stomach was swollen like a tick.
But July 4th is not about eating. It's about fireworks,
I mean, I'm just
though.
Saying, you know, the cookouts and everything, all the good food. You
they
know, you get the slab
out.
Of ribs and stuff on the grill. You get the hot dogs. You get the hamburgers. You get the barbecue chicken. And my man's mom's, her barbecue that she makes is so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I know I ate like two or three of them thighs. Them chicken thighs, boy.
You know, thighs is in, especially with Rick Ross talking about wing shortage and talking about, you know, the restaurant ring on Wingstop.
Oh, yeah.
So like now I guess it's thigh stop for right now.
Oh,
to
MJ.
To me, it doesn't sound right.
Thighs has always been the best.
Now,
thighs has always been the best.
Thighs is my worst.
Really?
Thighs is my worst.
Get with the program. No,
breast is where it's at. And I will go to any restaurant.
Okay, now, yeah, ladybugs, they breasts be tender. They the only ones that I can eat they breasts. But any other time, they be so dry.
I will go to any restaurant, and it's called Breast Stop. I will,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yes. This just gives me hand claps.
He's just a titty man. Right.
Breast Stop. But all the breasts and legs. But I'm like, it is as short as a wings. But yeah, my question is, there's only two wings on every chicken, I guess. Where are we getting all these wings from? Like, wings get sold more than the actual chicken.
They really do.
So what are we getting all these wings on? Are they
being, then they sell them in like three pieces and stuff like this. You like, dog, they even doing a chicken and a half.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying. Let's get it one of this.
Each meal takes a chicken and a half to make.
God, man. Oh. No. What else, what else about your fourth? Like, any fireworks, anything?
Yes. OMG. And they popped a lot of fireworks up in Albemarle, where we stayed at night in Albemarle Saturday. But then yesterday, the house right in front of us, oh, my God, they was popping fireworks, and one of them popped to the wood line, though, and almost hit the neighbor's house. I was scared a little bit.
I would have been set somebody's house on fire. Laughing.
No, man. Because if they would have set that lady house on fire, then it would have been.
It still would have been funny.
Oh, no.
Everything that you laugh about now, at one point in time, it was serious. Like, when it first happened, it was serious. But when you think about back at it, like, God, we burned this lady down. We burned the lady's house down.
Oh, snap. We almost got a house caught on fire.
You know, my problem is where I get in trouble is that I laugh about it when it actually happened. And everybody, you so insensitive. Why are you laughing about it? And I say, you just gonna laugh about a month from now? Like, right. What's the point? I'm just getting it out.
Y'all
right
gonna
now
laugh about it a couple days from now, a month.
So you mean to tell me there was nothing ever serious at your house or at a friend's house that was very serious? And then you went around the house or in your car and laughed about it, and you know you wasn't supposed to laugh about it. Oh, I'm so sorry that happened, but you go, ha 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 ha. You ain't never do that.
Yeah. I gotta admit, I have.
We all have.
Sorry, friend.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna laugh in your face. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah, he does do that too, for real, man.
Oh, man. But I'm glad you had a fourth.
How was your fourth?
Well, before we get to my how was your kids?
Oh, yeah, they definitely enjoyed themselves.
Did they get the sparkles and everything?
Yes. My sister-in-law, she bought all of those. They had like two or three of them. Mm-hmm. Running around.
That is the
And then there was this one, I don't know what kind of firework or whatever it was, but it was like a ball. And he lit it on the ground, mm-hmm. and it just
I forgot what it's called, but I know like exactly. That. It looked like
I
a
was like,
buzz.
Oh
ball.
My God. Mm-hmm. It was so cool though. It scared Tim's mom though. It scared his mom.
Dang. It looked like a buzz saw, didn't it?
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
It was
so cool though, man. I never seen anyone like that before.
Gotcha. Yeah, nah, my fourth was really just another day. And the reason why I say that is because, man, with me just trying to do so much of my life, like I really be forgetting these holidays coming up. I'm just be real. Yeah, the only ones that I really, really remember is Christmas and Thanksgiving, just because to me them are the two biggest ones.
Yeah.
And then my personal ones is, you know, my girl, my fiance, her birthday, and just, you know, Valentine's, just because, you know, that's, she really don't even care about like Valentine's today, because I ain't pat myself on the back, but I do so much through the whole year. Mm-hmm. You know, Valentine's is kind of irrelevant to her when it comes, but I still do something for her.
Yeah.
But this fourth, it was yesterday, and I slept most of the day.
Yeah.
I slept most of the day just because I was so exhausted from my job.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing about it, what really, really made me remember that yesterday was the fourth, it was one of my best friend's birthdays. And he passed away probably about 2 weeks ago. And this was his first birthday that he gone. So I have to.
Oh, was so, it his birthday?
Yeah, July 4th. So
shout out.
So I'm going to have to pour out a little bit of liquor for Lamar's. Here we go, guys. Let's pour it out. There we go. I had to pour it out for my homie. But I got to say, I don't even drink, so I ain't pouring out liquor. And if you heard it, that was pouring into a cup. I ain't wasting nothing to drink. ain't doing that. I love you, Lamar, but shoot, that costs money.
Yeah, it really does.
But no.
I caught the last part of my mouth. I got a little drink with you,
see,
bro.
She do the N, J, and the Christian brothers. Actually, probably be the devil sisters, you know, not the Christian brothers.
E and J, okay.
Bert and Ernie?
Paul, my son. You know, Bert and Ernie.
Well, I need a Neil Legend brand out there.
You might can make one, for real.
It's going to just be pure water, authentic water. Oh, no. I'm going to call it authentic water.
You can keep that. That won't even sell.
Nah, that's my homie, though. Like, you know, that was my... Speak about it a little bit. That was my best friend, you know, first year he gone. And it's just so sad that, like, this is my second friend. It's like, man.
Yeah, man.
31, 33. Yeah. It's just like, young, God, man. Dang. It's like, that's why I do so much. And that's why I'm not taking no for an answer when it comes to my life, because I don't know, tomorrow might be my last day.
Amen.
But other than that, I talked to a few people, you know, played my game. So honestly, the fourth is just another day.
It is. It is. It definitely is. And for what it commemorates, you know, the sign of the Declaration of Independence, mm-hmm. you know, we became what? Independence. We brought our independence from Great Britain and, you know, the 13 colonies being released, quote unquote, and everything. But Juneteenth is also the Independence Day for our folks when we became free. He said no. Well, let me take that back. Let's back that up then. Oh my goodness,
that's what's being regurgitated. Look,
cut it out.
Look, no real talk, let's talk about it. You brought it up. Juneteenth holiday is a freaking backhanded comment. Not comment. Backhanded, what the word I'm trying to look for? Compliment. That's the word I was looking for. It's a backhanded compliment to us. And I'm gonna just be honest, as a African American, black, whatever you want to call yourself, African descent, just whatever. If you celebrating this, but it's a backhanded compliment, because at the end of the day, they keep showing us, they giving us stuff that we ain't even asking for, but ain't giving us nothing that we asking for.
Yeah, reparations.
I ain't even really talking about reparations. Oh, I'm talking about laws and stuff. Like I'm gonna be honest, no disrespect and no culture, but you have George Floyd, like, you know, the George Floyd Act haven't been signed and passed yet, but yet and still, when that tragedy happened in the Asian community, about a week or two later, they had their own law pass.
Wow.
So I'm saying, like, that happened within 2 or 3 weeks. But we still been, fighting. I was about to say 1960s. No, I'm about to say 60. Yeah. We've just been fighting ever since.
Yeah, we have. We really have.
And the things we asking for, look at this, guys. Look, and I want you to get this.
Yeah.
We are here celebrating Juneteenth. I'm going to just be honest. We celebrating Juneteenth. But yet and still, look what's happening in Georgia. Like, look at all the voter suppression rights that's going on. Look at all the laws that they're posting. So my thing is, you're going to give us a holiday. We don't want no freaking holiday. We want to be treated equally. We want to be able to ride down the road and don't be fearful when we see lights get behind.
Preach.
We want to be able to ride down the road. Don't be fearful when we see just lights coming the other way. Yes. I don't care about this holiday. That holiday is good if everything else is in order.
Speak, my brother.
But right now, I don't care. I'm going to be honest. I don't care about that Juneteenth because it does nothing for me. We already knew what that day represented. But at the end of the day, Texas still had people in slavery for 2 years
after
they were supposed to be free.
Yep.
Then you want to talk about free. I still think slavery, I'm gonna be honest, this is my personal opinion, I still think slavery was not worse than the Jim Crow era. So this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm saying. So stay with me. If we're free,
speak on it.
Then why is the Jim Crow era even happening? Speak if we're supposed to be free, like, slavery was bad, it was horrible, it was terrible. I still get mad about it. Sometimes I be having dreams and thoughts. I wish I can go back in time. Ooh, with guns and Uzis and hey guys, I know I got karate, kakaya. I wish that could happen. But my thing is, it's one thing to be in bondage, but it's another thing to be in bondage.
Right. Physical bondage versus the mental bondage.
And she said that because I know for a lot of you listeners, you're not watching the video right now.
Right.
It's one thing to be in bondage physically in your ankles and wrists chained up, but it's another thing to be mentally enslaved. Amen. And that's my problem.
Amen.
You are here giving things that I'm going to be honest. It may be in a petition. I don't know. But I haven't heard no protest. We want a holiday for Juneteenth. I didn't hear that. It just, to me, it just came out of the blue. But we've been asking for equal rights
forever.
And yet and still, we ain't got it.
Yeah.
Guys, let the conversation begin. We having a conversation.
We is back. Yes, baby. That feel good.
Look, you go for it. Say whatever you want to say.
That feels good right there. We're going to go ahead and get started and jump on into it. That right there feels very good, my G. I'm so proud of you. Educate us. Yes, put us up on game.
I wish I knew I was going there. I would have did a whole lot more research on it and everything.
My bad, because, you know, I kind of trigger stuff.
Oh, no, you cool. You cool. Look, this is what the platform is about. Let the conversation begin. Pew, pew, pew. Now, be a. Oh, it was off. No, but we're going to move right along. Yeah. Man, we ain't supposed to say that at the same time.
Yeah, we
do. It's supposed to be one.
Yeah, we do.
No, it ain't, because it's just us.
Sometimes it's going to happen like that, man.
Actually, we need a moderator, but when we get there, we'll get it.
Come on, man. That's just what happens when you in sync.
And which way you want to go first, Bill Cosby or Shakari?
Let's talk about Bill, man.
Bill Cosby.
Let's talk about Bill.
You go first. What you got for us?
Y'all know that his conviction was overturned, and he gone home. He walked out a free man, because what they say, his due process. Something that simple. He done served 3 years for a 3 to 10 year sentence. And it's
not necessarily all the way three. It was a little over two.
Well, 2.5 years. But that counted as three. Mm-hmm. I mean, but at the end of the day, he's a free man now. He's cool. Everything is.
But hold on, because I want to ask questions, because guys, me and Nikki C, we haven't talked about this. She did her research, did my research, whatever. I don't even know how she feel about it. So I'm just going to ask some questions now. How do you feel about him being out of prison?
I think that, you know, my heart goes out to the victims, because I know that got to be like a slap in the face to them, that something so simple or seemingly simple could cause him not to have to serve his justice for what happened to him. Or, you know, the main one that he actually got, mm-hmm. you know, the charge for. But it's, you know.
So my question is, why is he out of prison? If he did it, why is he out of prison?
And he admitted to doing it, too. But why? So that's what I'm saying. Even though his due process rights was not.
Let me ask you, what did he admit to?
To actually using the drug to have sex with the women.
If you go back and read the deposition.
The deposition, yeah.
He admitted to giving them drugs. But giving it to them willingly
with them knowing what was going on.
He ain't never admit to drugging them.
Okay.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, you're right. That's the underlying difference.
And so, guys, I'm just going off with the paper, and I'm just going off law.
Yeah,
I'm not saying if he did or not. That's what I'm going. If you go read his deposition, he never admitted to raping. He never admitted to drugging them unwillingly.
Right. They knew what they was getting into.
They knew it.
Yeah.
So my thing is, so now my question again, why should he still be in prison?
Right. I mean, I honestly feel like, he served a little time that he did. I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of upset when I found out he was getting locked up anyways. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm trying to be a little proper here, but let me just break this down.
Let the conversation begin.
You're right. Let me just break this down. I was a little upset anyways when poor old Bill Cosby getting locked up talking about some date rape. Mm. You know, the Jello Man. Come on now.
No, you know you won against the real
one. Oh, snap. You know your lips kind of like his.
I don't know, right? Skin and everything, too.
Yeah, you feel me? Little Bill.
Nah. I know, right? Little Bill. You know, that was a... No, I was thinking of Franklin, that turtle. Franklin. Yeah. Little Franklin. Bill. Then I was thinking about Uncle Bill from The Rice. You know they took his face off The Rice?
Really?
Yeah, why? Just like this whole movement of misappropriation of culture. They took his face off the box. They took Aunt Your Mama face off the syrup.
I know they did take Aunt Your Mama away.
Yeah, they did that. I actually just bought another bottle of syrup. Like before they did it.
Getting no Aunt Your Mama no more.
Huh? I mean, it still tastes good. I'm sorry.
Care. Where my black lady at with the scarf from her head? That's who I learned how to tie my scarf from. Okay.
I got you. But yeah, they did all that. It's something else. They stopped selling Mr. Potato Heads. They said that was supposed to be blackface or something. It's a lot of them little small things. I can't even keep up with it, you know. But anyway, before we get sidetracked, this is my thing. I don't know what happened in these rooms with Bill and these women. I don't know nothing. But if I go based off the evidence, he admitted. See, it's almost like I said, it's almost they giving me a deposition. Did you give Nikki C that bottle of water? Or let me rephrase it. Did you drug Nikki C with a bottle? No, I gave her the bottle. Yes, it was drugs in it. Yes, she know that, and I gave it to her. Did I do it unwillingly? No.
Did I force her? No.
Yeah. So I want to be honest. When all this stuff happened, I was talking to a lot of people, and I was like, he is not going to get charged. And the main reason why, they didn't have no evidence,
right?
And that's why I'm mad. This is not even about Bill Cosby in the case. It's that they was able to put this guy in prison for 2+ years based off he say, she say, and how they failed.
Yeah.
On top of that, they was able to put him in prison because now just getting to the legal part is that the man who said, you know what, if you do this deposition, we gonna grant you no time in prison. You ain't gonna get charged. So the whole office, you know, just everybody left. People came in. The new people said that, no, we're not upholding that.
Right.
We're not gonna uphold this. So we gonna put you in prison. That's what's going around. Right. I don't know the truth. That's just what's going around right
now.
That's why they had to come back to it. Because at the end of the day, that's what she was talking about. Due process. Due process meaning that they told him, the courts, the law told him one thing.
And then this.
But went against their own word.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now that's why they got out. But at the end of the day, this is what I'm saying. They plan still got executed because they say anywhere from 3 to 10 years.
Yeah.
The reason why I called you out and I was like, no, 2 years is because if you do 3 years, if you sentence to 3 years, you only have to serve 85% of that. You don't have to serve the 3 years. You only have to serve sometimes 2/3. But in this case, 85%. So you go back and if you go look at the time that he served, that's basically his term.
Right.
That's basically his term. Also, I'm going to tell you what I believe they was trying to do. They was trying to get him to admit guilt on himself. If he would have admitted guilt on himself, he would have been in there for the full 10 years.
For the full 10, that whole ride.
When they wanted him to take on sexual harassment classes and stuff, if he would have did that, that's indirectly admitting guilt. Oh, why are you taking them classes if you're not guilty?
If you didn't really do it. See, Bill's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Bill came, it ain't even that he's smart. He came from the old school. Bill is 83 years old right now. So my thing is, the old school, I'm going to be honest, they got some foundation about themselves. They not wavering. It's people in prison right now, 40 years, that's innocent.
Yeah.
50 years that's in. It's people that got the death penalty that didn't do it.
Lord.
And they kept their innocence the whole time.
And then come to find out years after they done died or something, they was actually really innocent.
Yeah. So my problem is not with Bill and not them. My problem is I'm African descent. And with me being African descent, that could easily be me. The great thing about Bill Cosby, he had the money to be able to withstand every blow. I ain't got that kind of money. I don't have a fraction of that.
Man, now.
And then the reason why.
We wish.
I'm going to say this and then I'm going to kick it back to you. The reason why that I was, I'm going to be honest, I was taking up for Bill. And the reason why I spoke for this Bill, because I give him the benefit of the doubt. He is the only person that I know that has given over $100 million to black schools.
Wow.
Black school. He giving this money for an education of us. Ain't nobody doing it like that.
No. Uh-huh.
So when I'm up here turning on this guy, turning on supposed to be American's dad, turning on this guy that we look like, when we, you see all these TV shows, but we looked at the Cosby and said, like, we ain't living like that. That's what we want to be. All kids was cool. All kids was going to college. Even the wife, she wasn't no sit-at-home wife. She was a lawyer. He was a doctor. So my thing is, that looked like the ideal family that we wanted. We wanted when we was growing up. We looked up to the Cosbys.
Yeah.
But now you want to take this away from us. And then at the end of the day, I'm that same skin color. You'll do this to father, the father of American father. What you'll do to me?
Amen.
What you got to say? I'm sorry. I'm telling.
We going to get ran through it.
God.
You know.
What you feel about it, though?
I mean, I told you how I felt about it. I mean, like I said, from the get-go, I was already in my feelings and upset. For them even doing that to him like that. Mm-hmm. Because you take into account the fact that if this was really, you know, y'all was drugged against your will like that, why wait all these years later? That was my whole thing. You know, I didn't do the whole research and the backdrop about it and all this at the third, but I was just caught off guard about that you would wait so long. If somebody did something like this to you, why wait so long after it's been done to come forward about trying to do something about it? Why haven't you been done something about it? You know what I'm saying? That's just like, you know.
Well, let me say this. The judge, this is why he did the deposition and they will say you would not serve no time in prison. The judge at the time, I think it was 2005, he said it was two things that led him to his decision. He said, one, timing. The lady waited a year. I think it was a year to 2 years. I'm going to just say a year. He said the lady waited a year to come forward.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
But then the second thing, and this is why all this slander, because there's actually news clips, they saying that, you know, they really put emphasis on it was a technicality of the courts. That doesn't mean that he's exonerated of his charge. That doesn't mean that he didn't do it.
Right.
But the judge at the time said, as a judge, all the evidence that he saw, he knew he was not going to be able to convict this guy. The judge said that. That's what the judge. So my thing is, now my mind is like, okay, what's the next play? If the judge know that I'm not going to be able to convict this guy, this is Bill Cosby with this long money. That means he got lawyers to know this as well. He don't have no public offender.
Right.
So he got lawyers to know that. So what can I do? I can get him to, I ain't saying this was his play, but this is my mind. I can get him to incriminate himself in this deposition, even though that I can't give him the court. I can still get him to incriminate himself. My ultimate thing is, I feel like that they doing a well job of tearing down the reputations of African descent leaders.
Yes, Lord.
So even though he ain't served no jail time, there's always now it's going to be an asterisk beside Bill Cosby's name.
Yeah.
We all this stuff didn't come out, but now it's so many memes out with this guy. It's so many jokes out with this guy. And my question to you, and I'm sorry to be on this for this long, but my question to you, I asked this question. Bill Cosby was respected. When all this stuff came out, us African descent people, we was the ones that made the memes, turned on him, saying this. So now that he's out of prison, shouldn't that get switched back around now?
Yeah, it should. But will it?
No, it's not.
Right. Right. God, it should.
Well, if I had a penny.
It should. And that's you know, so crazy you make that point, because that is amongst our culture of people. That seems to be a great sickness.
We tear ourselves down faster than any other culture.
Anybody else in any other culture. But then you want to get mad when somebody else outside the culture does it. I don't get that. That's why, you know, yeah, it's life, man.
It's almost like this. I'm going to use guns and drugs. It's like, where are we going to get the guns at when it happened back in the 80s, early 80s, mid 80s? Where are we going to get the guns at?
Right.
Where are we going to get the drugs at? My thing is, I don't believe we had the connections outside of countries, in the country, to get the guns.
Because we didn't.
But our problem is, when they was dropped in our lap, what we do? We take a fan and we fan that flame. So my thing is, the guns and drugs was dropped in our neighborhoods. We didn't have to use it.
We did show did.
We didn't have to apply it to our culture. Show but didn't. Now that has crippled us from the inside out. Which back now, I'm bringing back to Bill Cosby, is that this narrative was put out about him. We did the damage to this
Yes,
guy.
We did. We took the information and the narrative and ran with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made a mockery. And have, for our own entertainment.
And you know the sad thing about it, this culture, this generation of young kids, man, it's probably young kids that don't even know about the Cosby Show. They don't even know what he done. Like, you know, just knowing that he have gave over a hundred, not 100,000, he gave over $100 million dollars, that substantial amount of money to colleges.
For us,
like, it like, I'm getting visibly upset just thinking about it right now, because like I said, it's not about him, but at Let the Conversation Begin, we take real life people, situations, and stories, we internalize it, and we talk about it, because this can easily look
at me. Easily happen to us.
I'm dark. I'm wearing a white shirt just so you can see my silhouette.
Well, I ain't as dark as him, but you know, the melanin runs deep. The melanin runs deep.
And that's right? But that's my thing. It's like, that can easily be me. That can easily be you.
It could.
So I want y'all to talk about this. I also want to have a longer conversation about this. If you really want to speak about it, Nikki C, where do they need to go and drop an email at?
Send that to letthconversationbegin@gmail.com. Yes.
All right, let's move it right along,
let's
man.
Let's do that.
Shakari
Richardson.
I'm going to let you jump off on that one.
Oh, baby girl.
Talk to me.
And I'm a track runner. Well, I didn't do the whole 4 years, but you know, I mean, that... Baby girl, I'm sorry that happened to you, because it's for a little weed, but she got disqualified from the Tokyo Olympics for testing positive for marijuana.
Mm-hmm. How you feel about it?
Oh, my goodness. They are like the girl was on cocaine. They know good darn well no marijuana is not no performance enhancer drug.
Yeah.
Come on, man. They just wanted to just... knock another sister down for being great. Okay. I think it's some BS. And I mean, but I commend her on how she did come and apologize. But like she said, I'm human. You know what I'm saying? And just because I'm well known and famous don't mean I'm not human. So excuse me if y'all feel like I let y'all down, which in a sense I kind of did, but you know, I had to cope. She had just found out her biological mom had passed away.
How did
and
she find out?
And she found out during the interview. Like, this bombshell just get dropped on her, like, boom, out of nowhere. And she can't go smoke a joint. What? I mean, really? I mean, dang, she might as well have went and then snorted a whole line of coke. That's just, I mean, according to them, who does that? They act like they ain't smoking weed. These reporters and stuff know they smoke weed. Half the world, over half of the world, is smoking weed. It just don't make no sense. Just another avenue to keep a sister down. How you feel about it?
What are your thoughts? I agree with some of your points. I made a post. I'm going to read this whole post. That's the post I wrote on Facebook about it.
Oh, wow.
Somebody, my brother actually started the post and I commented on it. First thing first, I want to ask you a question, because you just know how I feel about marijuana anyway. This was my thing. If you're working at a job and that's their policy, you got to abide by the policy, right?
Yes, but they are allotted to have a certain amount. I forget how much it was, but just not during the times when they were running or something like that, they were saying. But so it's okay sometimes, but not.
Yeah. No, others. I just know they jumped down on it to the point to where their laws is their laws. And my thing is, when you go get a job or when you sign up for this organization, regardless of if it's legal or how you feel, you have to abide by the rules.
I mean, that's true.
With that said, I want you to hear my argument. This is where we in agreements at. This is what I said, guy. I'm going
to
read all this.
I'm about to be surprised.
Yeah.
Sound like.
A little bit.
Oh, okay. I had rolled my eyes. Let me get right now.
No, because at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I'm not biased. I got the rules, but at the same time, just hear this.
All right, listen.
Or do you want to read it?
No. Please do.
All right. It says, this is what I said. Overall, she did it, and the rules is the rules. So she have to face the consequences. But before you think it's an open and shut case, let me make 4 to 5 crucial points. I said, number one, she didn't know her mom passed away at the moment the reporter brought it up, and a week before she competed. And in quotation marks, I said, it's not the reporter's place to divulge that information to her. All right, point two. Weed is becoming recreational. Weed is becoming recreational in so many states now. I believe, and you hold the same punishment now in 2021 because of the changing of the laws. People in prison for weed offenses should not be in prison in 2021. Just saying. Because My statement right there, how there's people in prison for weed offenses, but it's legal now in a lot of states. Right. I don't understand that. Number three, where she was at, she was in Oregon. Weed is legal in the state of Oregon, which she was in at the time.
True.
Now, then this is in quotation marks. Now this doesn't mean it's okay for her to smoke because her competition don't allow it. And I keep going, I said, so how can you get in trouble for something that is legal and is starting to be worldly recognized as legal? That was my number three. Number four, she was not smoking just to have fun. She didn't know her mom was dead when the reporter told her. So she was hurt and vulnerable and probably didn't care about nothing. All right. And then number five, somebody other than her dropped the ball with her. She's supposed to have a team and friends around to guide her away from that because they knew what was coming up, meaning her running.
Right, right.
They knew what was coming up the week ahead, especially knowing she could be reckless because of her loss. And that's my statements. I'm like, laws are laws, yes. But you have to put it in the right context. If she just was out partying, smoking, okay, I ain't defending her. But this lady, she was, like you said, she was at an interview. A reporter, she probably don't even know the reporter name.
Right.
Probably don't even know this person.
Looking at her like, how in the world do you know?
That before my mom know, passed.
Yeah, before I know. Like you said, the team, she got a whole team.
She got a whole team.
That's supposed to have been able to prevent that bombshell being dropped on her like that on national
exactly.
TV, you know. Just out of the blue like that. They're supposed to caught that.
And that's my point. I'm like, I don't care what you're doing. I'm Neil Legend to the world. I'm a motivator. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm also an empowerment speaker. When somebody give me that news that my mom and dad passed, I'm pretty sure nothing's gonna matter.
No.
I'm gonna be honest. Let's be real. Beautiful wife and kids, I probably ain't even gonna be thinking about them at that time.
Nope.
So my thing is, you can't hold, I'm being honest, this is where the sympathy and empathy come in place. You can't hold her to that standard when it was your source that put her in this mood.
Right, right.
It was your source. Like these reporters are cutthroat.
Yes, they are.
They are cutthroat to the point to where they want to get a reaction. And now I'm going to just be honest. On top of that, an African descent woman, and you can just look at it and tell that she is not shying away from her culture. She embraced herself.
Right.
And you got people coming out talking about, oh, look, it was this Caucasian lady was talking about her hair and her nails and were like, that's a sign of steroids or something like that. Well, I mean, you don't know the culture to make no statement like that. You don't even know the girl. Well, you do know her name, but you ain't never talked to this girl face to face or shook her hand.
You don't know who she is. You don't know who she is. All you know is this image of who you think she is.
You know the problem is y'all just mad because This woman, like, she's not a girl. She's a lady and she's a woman.
21 years old.
This woman, she is putting it down with her academics in school. And she just and came and dominating whooped y'all on tail. The field. That's what yes. I'm about to say. Oh, well, yes. I'm about to say dominating.
You go, girl.
Y'all is mad because she was about to go to Tokyo. Yes. And she was about to take it all.
She about to bring a gold medal home to U.S. from Tokyo. Yes, indeed, she was.
But you know the great thing about
get
all
your 100
this,
meters, baby.
You know the great thing about all this? Mm-hmm. She handled it like a G.
She did. That's why I said I commend her.
She didn't come out, no excuses.
No, she didn't.
She said, you know
she
what?
Didn't. She won't seek no pity, crying, boo-hoo, crocodile tears.
Nothing.
She just said, you know what? Yes.
She said, I'll be back. I'll be back. I love it. You know, that got my juices boiling because it's like, oh, you took this away from me. Okay, there's nothing I can do.
That's cool.
I'll be back. You're going to see me. You're going to see me.
I'll be quiet.
But she'll what be. I know, right?
I'll be talking to you.
I know, right? Hell no. My thing is with that is that she took the 30-day punishment. And yeah. With the 30-day punishment, she'll be able to come back in time to run the relay.
To run the relay, yeah. She just can't compete in the individual. Yeah, the 100 meter.
She gonna let y'all have
She gonna let you have it.
She gonna let y'all have it.
With that monster face.
Well, I just love an athletic person that push their body to the brink and become uh-huh. the best in their field.
Yeah.
I love it. And that's my thing. Like, laws and stuff, yes, it's true. But I never smoked weed in my life. Never. So for a long part of time in my life, I was totally against it. I'm still against it, but I'm very open-minded to it because yes, the healing. Well, I'm saying I'm open-minded to it too. Like, I'm not open-minded to taking it. I'm open-minded to other people.
Right. I'm saying, yeah. Please be, because
It's a lot of healing properties.
Yes. It's a medicine.
It's the only drug. And I do that on purpose. It's the only drug that I have never heard of it killing somebody.
It ain't going to.
Oh, my thing is, my only problem is when people use it and it takes away from their personal life.
Yeah.
When people just use it, you know, oh, I need this, and they overconsume.
Yeah, like, come on now, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 blunts a day.
when it doesn't make you productive, and even in her case, I know from hindsight, you can look at it and be like, oh, she shouldn't have did it. It is real when somebody is out of the mind and don't care. There's people that has really tried to take their lives because loved ones passed.
Yes,
you don't
Lord.
Know where these people at in their lives. Right. I mean, in their minds.
Right.
So my thing is, yes, she did wrong. But this is not the time to kick her down and punish her. Understand why she did wrong.
Society don't care about it.
Understand the reason why she did that. Like, I can see if she did this before she got the news, I wouldn't be here. I won't be here defending. But because that news is critical.
It is. And the way it came to her.
That's exactly what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
From a total stranger. Somebody she don't know. She probably don't even know that reporter name. But she's going to remember that reporter name and that face for the rest of her life.
Yeah. Because
this was the person that gave the news about her mom. And this person ain't got nothing to do with her except getting some news feed.
Yeah, that's how. They want views and likes.
Yeah, so that was my thing, man. A lot of people, I want you to understand. I'm going to say this and I'm going to kick it back to you. Then we can move it on along. All these athletes, women basketball players, men basketball players, football players, wrestlers, y'all put these guys and women on a high pedestal to the point to where they can do no wrong. I want you to understand this.
Yep.
They're still human.
They are still human. Just like she said, I'm human. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make mistakes. I'm mm-hmm. not gonna be perfect. You know, so don't put people up on that pedestal like that, because guess what? You wouldn't like it if they did it to you. And then you make one little mishap, and then now your whole entire world is blown up. You know, you have to try to see things from someone from the other side.
Yeah, there's always three sides to a coin. Just let you know that.
It is. It's more than two.
And let me say this. You're right. And let me say this. The point I was making is, just because they're in the public eye, they're making me. I don't even know. I don't even know if they make money like in college for Olympics. I don't know, because I know the NBA, NFL, they're gonna just start to get paid now. But my thing is, Oh, come on, Mike. I didn't talk to you right now. Let me turn that off.
Uh oh.
That was good, y'all. Just do 45. So my thing is, that's what I was at. I lost my train of thought for a little bit. My thing is that y'all put these, I'm using this word, kids on a pedestal. Yes, I know they're making money. Yes, I know they're in the public eye. Yes, I know they're the best of their career. But you got to understand, they're still 18, 19, 20. They're not even fully grown yet.
Nope.
And you putting these grown men, grown women, pressure on their shoulder to where they still should be getting taught. Somebody still should be guiding them.
Yeah.
But yet and still you treating them just like, it is what it is. I said it and you broke it. No, they need a comforter.
Yeah, because it's hard, especially for one that's always kind of been in that spotlight. They basically their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
And you can probably bet and guarantee that since this girl was a kid, basically, you know, she probably been running or athletic, or somebody always looked at her and said that she gonna be it. She gonna mm-hmm. be something. She gonna do it. And they invested that in her. So she probably never really even had time enough to be a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to think about all the possibilities of a situation instead of just focusing and zeroing in on one, you know.
The last thing I'm going to say, I'm with rules, I'm with regulations, but I'm also with compassion and love too.
Amen.
This is Let the Conversation Begin with your guy CT in my home. Girl,
Nikki C.
You already know what it is. We really want to get your thoughts. We really want to get your mind wave talking about Shikari and also Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
We want to get your mind waves. Please go to, actually just send an email to
letthecomversationbegin@gmail.com.
I promise you we'll read it. We'll let you come over the podcast.
Yes.
But we're going to move it right along. On the next segment, we're talking about is abortion, murder. Stick with us. Come back on the other side of the episode. Nikki C, she got an amazing take on. I can't wait to hear what it is. And your boy, like I said, I do believe it, but let's get deeper into it, guys.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we back with Let the Conversation Begin. I am your host, CT, my co-host,
Nikki C.
That's what it is. That's what it do. Look, man, we just got finished talking about Bill Cosby. Just got finished talking about
Shikari Richardson.
Just got finished talking about the fourth.
Yeah.
Also, we did a little sidetrack. You know, we went a little further because, you know, I went on a little rant about Juneteenth and stuff.
Yeah.
If you really want to talk about it, if you just catching up with us right now, you need to go back and listen to that first part because it's a whole lot of meat and potatoes, but we get into the juicy part of the episode. And at the very beginning, we talked about is abortion
murder.
We talked about it. And before we start on it, I want to know what you feel about it. And why are you doing that? I'm going to actually look it up because I don't know if you saw it on Facebook. I actually made a post and, you know, it was really kind of split. And people were saying no, people were saying yes, people was just saying yo, no or yes, but people was actually giving it in details.
Yeah.
So while you're speaking, I'm going to find it.
Okay.
And we'll go back and I'll go back and forth with what people said.
I'm someone who's always been kind of on the fence about abortion, whether or not it's murder and whatnot. You know, I've always felt like, yes, it is murder, because you have to think about it. It's still a baby. From the moment it obtains a heartbeat, that's a life that you're taking away from if you decide not to carry on with it. But then I also had to take the time to look at things from another perspective and view and from the other side of things. And typically, no, it's not, it's necessarily not murder, because it is a choice, as to whether or not for a woman, whether or not she wants to share her body with another body or not.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna just say this. I hate that argument, but go ahead.
I understand, but you know, some pregnancies pose a dire and medical threat to a woman,
but
to where it could cause
they aborted,
to where
though.
It could cause her life or the baby's life, and it has to be a choice has to be made.
But that's
as
not
to
the,
whether
that's
or not
most there, of the reason,
there,
though.
But there are those few and far between that
and
that
them,
is the
I'm
reason.
Okay with.
And then there's and then two, you have those who get raped by family members or by total and complete strangers, and they end up pregnant. And it's like, so what am I supposed to do? Let this child grow inside of me? That's a manifestation of something, one of the most worst traumas that could have ever happened to me in my life. I'm supposed to carry this child? You know, why? Why should I be upheld to have to carry this baby? And it's not what I chose for myself. It wasn't my choice. It was a choice that was forced upon me. And so, and I don't have the finances or anything to take care of this child. So
then
why bring it into
the
world?
Why not put the baby up for adoption?
Why carry the baby anyways if it's a product of a rape?
Then why do I take a life just because of that situation? That baby had no sin.
You ask yourself that question. If you had to carry this child inside of your belly, it's just like no man can understand what that's like.
But now we get to that thing to where like now that's a brick wall question, because that's like the defense. Of course, no man will understand what that like, and can't no man express pregnancy. But when you have this conversation, we can't go there, because that put that man back against the wall and pigeonhole him.
But you have
for
to
saying
take,
for the comments.
Everything has to be considered, though. All yeah. things have to be considered. You can't just take one thing off the table just because it puts your back up against the wall.
No.
Everything got to be considered.
No. What I'm saying is, most people, when you have these type of conversation, especially when it's the man and woman, when the man say something and it may sound good, then the defense is, don't no man know what woman go through. So that's kind of like a quote to say, you need to shut up about this because you don't know what you're talking about.
In a sense, you don't.
Yeah, but in a sense, I don't know what I'm talking about right there. But I do know life. I do know being pro-life. I do know that that these kids, if it's rape, if it's or any kind of, if it's consensual, I do know there's a life forming in there.
But did you know that the U.S. has this country has the worst rate of maternal deaths than any in the whole developed world? 9 out of 10, this could cause me my life.
But I could die
giving birth to this kid.
But that's the point you're talking about. The thing is, what I said, and if you go back and listen to the audio, I said, if it's going to cause you your life, if you know that you going to die.
Sometimes you don't know.
I know,
it could be a healthy pregnancy.
No. See, now you're playing semantics. You playing semantics. When you say sometimes you don't know, of course.
Right.
Sometimes you don't know. But hold on. Let me say this. My thing is if you know 100% that you're probably going to die having this baby, that is almost the only way that I could see that happening. But just, I don't know. Because anybody that has a baby has some type of level of, you may not make it out of this. I got a friend, a homie, that his wife was pregnant. Healthy pregnancy. Soon as she gave birth, she died while she was giving birth. Uh-huh. Now he's a single parent father. So yeah. So what I'm trying to say, most of the time people do not
know.
Okay, you can keep going. I'm sorry.
So sometimes the fear of that not knowing is enough of a justification for someone to just say, look, I'm going to end it now before it gets too far gone, because I don't even want to entertain the idea of that outcome happening to me. I want to live. But I don't want to look at the possibility of me possibly being in that percentage of maternal deaths.
But see, what you're saying, the key words you're using, possibilities.
Right. Maybe.
My thing is, go to the hospital, go to your doctors, and get answers. Get answers.
Did your friend wife go to the doctors and go to the hospital and get answers, and she still died?
I don't know that. I don't know if she did or not. I don't know.
I mean, but she had a healthy pregnancy. Everything was straight. Everything was good. But she still died.
But what I'm trying to say at the end, that's just part of it. Like,
yeah, you can't, so, okay.
The thing is, let me say this. A lot, and this is a out there example. A lot of people do not believe in God just because they don't know. They don't believe in God because they never seen God. They don't believe in God because they never seen him in the flesh. They never touched him. They don't know. So they don't know. That's what agnostic. That's what it's not atheist. That's what agnostics are.
Agnostics, yeah.
So my thing is with that, being a man of God is having faith. And I have faith. So my thing is now I'm using that example to say, you really about to just give up on this baby because you don't know? Because you don't know. I'm pretty sure if you knew that this baby may cause you your life, that you're probably gonna try to terminate it fast. Yeah. But there's so many more terminating the baby just because they don't want a child. It ain't got no nice reason. It's just because I'm too young to have a child right now.
Is that which is fair within their right?
No, it's not. It's a freaking baby. How is it fair in their right? I know. Oh, and that's why I said argument. Their body and stuff. Okay, it was your body when you laid down. You gave consent for this man to come to you without a condom or if the condom if it broke or something like that. Yeah. So you're going to take a life because you don't want to step up for your responsibilities?
Unfortunately, that is how it goes for some.
I know, but still, though, do it. Make it right. That's the point. It ain't unfortunately.
I mean, who's to say what's right and what's wrong?
Well, there's a Bible that says what's right and what's wrong. There's a God that says what's right and what's wrong.
I'm just saying, yes, there is all of that, okay? But everybody has their own, what's the word I'm looking for? I hate to say judgment, but basically that's what it is as to what they feel is right and what they feel is wrong. So who's to say that your right is right because you say it's right? And who's to say that my wrong or that whatever, like vice versa? Because
we have a standard. We have a standard. See, the thing is, and I'm going to use atheists now, people who don't believe. They don't have a standard. They are the arbiter of their life. They can wake up. Okay, put it like this: without a God, why is Hitler wrong? Without a God making a standard, why is Hitler wrong? Why, if anybody that does anything wrong, because there is no standard to compare that to. Yes, you can say government said this, but government is just people like you,
right?
So why is anything wrong? So then now my question go to my standard, being a man or woman of God, my standard is God. And this is, thou shalt not murder. He didn't go into detail with how that looked. He just said,
what is the definition of murder?
Well, let's look up the definition of murder.
What is murder? Exactly.
No, I didn't know exactly.
I'm saying, what exactly is murder precisely?
I just looked it up. Google said murder said the unlawful premeditated killing of one human being by another.
Okay, now listen to this. A fetus can't live unsupported before 21 weeks. So up until that 21 weeks, it's really alive but not alive. It can't live unsupported. Also, a fetus can't feel any pain until at least 24 weeks. That's 6 months. Up to 6 months of the pregnancy, because there are no brain connections yet in order to do so. So technically, are you taking a human life?
Keep going. I'm gonna let you keep going.
I'm asking. Technically, are you taking of human life if up to this 21 and 24 weeks, it really technically can't live unsupported, or it doesn't feel any pain because the brain connections haven't even been developed and made yet in order for it to do so.
I'm going to just, because I'm not going to run from it. First, I'm going to just say yes. And the main reason why is because from my argument before, that text that you got is from a person, is not a standard. It's that argument.
These are statistics and what doctors say.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say, that's research. One statistic, because there are so many other statistics people do not know.
The Bible was written by man too, as well. I understand God had his hand.
don't do that, because you try to say it and then you try to, you know what I'm gonna say. No, yes, it was written by man. No, it was inspired by God.
Who's to say that these was not thoughts and ideas inspired by God as well? Just like how doctors, the medicines and all that, the knowledge had to come from somewhere in order for man to even know to put this stuff together.
Because the stuff that they saying, God is not going to contradict his own word.
Okay.
That's the thing. The stuff that they saying right now is not going to contradict what God has written in the Bible.
Okay. How do you know that some of these men that helped to write, that God used to write the Bible, how you know they didn't twist this stuff to their own liking?
That's where faith come in at.
Okay.
That's where faith come in for me. Because honestly, at the end of the day, like, you would not know 1,000%, 100, I'm going to say 100%. You don't know 100%, but that's where my faith in God come in. I believe that the Bible was inspired by God.
It was inspired by, but not directly written by.
It's almost like this.
And it's been translated so many times. How do you know what was left out, what was taken out, what was added to, what?
Peep this. I just published my first book, right?
Right.
And I asked you to write my book, right?
Well, type it up for you.
Did you change anything?
I did not.
So my thing is, even though that...
I made a few little corrections here and there for, you know, grammar mistakes and stuff like that.
And guess what, though?
Proofread it.
Guess what, though? You told me about it before you did it, right?
Yeah, of course.
And that's how I look at it when it comes to the Bible. Yes, that was my book. I wrote it, but yet and still, you rewrote it. And it was still my word.
Right.
It was still me. So that's how I look at it when it comes to Timothy, when it comes to James or Paul, Matthew, whoever
Matthew,
who wrote
Mark,
it.
Luke, John.
It's like, it ain't like.
Jeremiah.
It ain't like God just said, okay, I'm going to give you this word, have your way. No, it's almost like, hold this pen right here. It's almost like God take his hand and write for them. That's mm-hmm. how it is. Mm-hmm.
And that's I believe that.
And that's how I truly believe. So getting beside the point, just getting back to it, abortion. Is abortion murder? And I truly believe that it is. And I believe nowadays a lot of women is, they get into that, okay, what if rape? They get into that, well, what you just said, 21 days of before life starts to form and stuff. Let me read this post because I found it, that when I did this question, I'm going strictly from, and I'm gonna read all of them, but I'm gonna go to the, what this guy that said. This guy that said, let me make sure this is the right one. Let me make sure this is the right one. Come on. Okay, well, I'm gonna just read them all. So it started out, I'm reading a post from the Facebook post that I made. I asked, is abortion murder? First person said, no, abortion is abortion. I asked them, can you tell me the definition of abortion? They never came back. Second person said, you want to say something about that?
Okay.
Next person said, no. I said, why you say no for? They never came back.
Why you say no for?
Yeah. Why you say no for? That's what I just said. Why you say no for?
It's just, okay. Yeah.
The next person said, except some rare cases, but most the time, yes. I said, what are them rare cases? They never came back. Next person said, no. I said, why you say no for? They never came back. Next person said, yes. Now I said, why is abortion killing in your opinion? Then he responded, it had a heartbeat, and any form of taking a life is murder. Then he said, killing is murder, TF. We all know what TF stands for. Next person. Now this, me and this person, we're having good conversation. She said, yes, but I can understand if she aborted it, if she was raped. Then I said, if it was rape, do that make it okay to kill a baby? This person. All right, he said, he was giving examples. He said, a man rapes a woman. The woman victim boyfriend goes past the rapist's house and does a drive-by. The rapist wasn't home, but the man shot and killed the child that was in the house. The child had nothing to do with what was going on. It was innocent. Is that okay? ? I tell you the truth. The baby has not been born yet, has nothing to do with what happened that formed the creation. The baby did not ask or command anyone to allow it to be here. Not justifying rape or not taking in consideration that the woman was a victim. I'm just saying the baby has nothing to do with what happened. Then I said, I get it. I get it. Really, I do. Then the other person asked, no, their statement was, I would have to ask for, oh, hold on, let me go up here first. Okay. She said, I would have to ask for forgiveness, but I would keep a child, but I wouldn't keep a child that was forced. So I said, what about, this is the same question I asked you. I said, what about giving baby up for adoption? She came back and said, no, I wouldn't carry a child just to give them up earlier.
That's hard too.
Yeah, really I agree with that.
It really is.
Then she came back. She said, okay, let me ask you. No, I came back to her. I said, okay, let me ask you this. And I gave the statistics right here, and I'm going to just read it, paraphrase it. I said, roughly 32,000 women get pregnant a year from rape. Are you okay with that many kids not having a chance at life?
Life sucks anyway, so they can go straight back home to the master.
But my thing is, you have to give them that choice to decide if life sucks or not. Came back. She said, I wouldn't birth it. That's all I'm saying. And
yeah, that'd be pretty hard. Man.
And then my man came back. He said, yes, abort or abortion means to terminate, destroy, bring into an end, or abandon. The only way you cannot terminate or destroy something is it has to exist first. Man, I need to get him some applause, man. Need to exist first. If there's nothing inside the womb, why would they ask a woman if she wanted to terminate the pregnancy? Terminate means to kill or destroy, to bring to extinction. So yes, in this world where everyone says it is what it is, I say what I said, and let's just be real. So let's just be real about this. When you get an abortion, you're killing the baby. Somebody else said yes. Another person came out and said, if it is done before 3 months, I guess what you were saying, if it was done before 3 months, the fetus has not developed. Dude came back and said, a fetus is still a life. It's just an undeveloped life form. A houseplant is less developed than a fetus, but yet you can kill a houseplant before it is a living, breathing entity. A woman has the right to do whatever they want to do with her, and capitalized her body. But the real question is, does the baby have a right to live? And somebody came back and said, yep. That was the whole post. Just hearing all that, what do you say? Because I'm dry mouth right now.
You know, I feel like each one of them had made valid points. I mean, especially the ones that actually expounded on their reasoning for their answers. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like I said, I'm on the fence, even though more so about it. But I can say that, just being personal for a moment, being transparent, I've been raped before. Had I been
taken advantage,
I've been raped before. Had I been found out that I had gotten pregnant after that situation happened to me, I would not have been able to carry that child. Okay, I'm just being honest. And I mean, call me a murderer, whatever, but I would not have been able to carry that child. Mm-hmm. I have carried a child in my womb before this happened to me. And I loved that baby. And that was one of the most beautiful experiences ever in the world for me. I mean, I was joyful. I mean, I glowed. I when they say you glow, you glow. But I believe that with my mental health, I would have been so depressed, I probably would have tried to kill myself, knowing that I'm sitting up here carrying a child in me that came from my rapist, somebody that took advantage of me and hurt me to the utmost. That is not no easy task, to sit up here and share your body and carry and go through that pain of being whipped child and knowing that this came from something that you did not want, mm-hmm. nor was you ready for. You didn't ask for that shit. I mean, you didn't ask for that stuff. I mean, I'm sorry. I apologize. It's an emotional thing to think about it for me, because I've been there. I mean, thank God I didn't get pregnant, you know, behind that. Yeah. But That right there is, that's some heavy stuff. And for the expectation to be for a woman, just because it's a life, look, that don't mean a thing. When I got to sit up here and go through 9-10 months of knowing that I'm carrying a child in me that I do not want, because that was forced on me from a man that raped me. That's not cool. That's not happening. I'm sorry.
Okay. Two things. For one, we're having two different conversations. The main topic is abortion murder.
When it all boils down to it, yes.
Hold up. Because I think the problem with this conversation, and not us, because this is that the conversation began. I'm talking about in general. I think when we just ask, is abortion murder, everybody goes to...
Immediately to
the rape, and that is like really the only legit argument that people can have, to where like most abortions is not even caused by rape. Most abortions that was caused by rape is only, I think, 0.05%, or it's either 0.5% or 0.05% of all abortions. So that is a small fraction of the abortions.
But like you said, just say that big number, 32,000 people a year, or pregnancies a year, is from behind rape. Right.
Yeah.
So let's be like, if every one of those 32,000 decided, that's 32,000 babies gone.
Yeah. But hold on. I'm getting that. So my thing is, the 32,000, that is just the people, right? All of them is not deciding to get an abortion.
Right. Right.
That's just.
But the if number. They did, it would be tragic. Apparently.
The point that I'm trying to make it is, you really have to see how many babies are being aborted a year. Yeah. That was just the abortion. That was just the
pregnancy.
Women or people getting pregnant by rape.
Yeah.
That wasn't the abortion number.
Yeah.
So now, just to go back on what you just said, this is my thing. I don't know if this to be true or not, but growing up, I thought that I wasn't wanted because my family... Nah, you cool. It's good. I'm 33 now. You know, it's good. My family had a Bible. And in the Bible, it was one of the family Bibles that it listed the family that lives in the house. It listed all their names. Each person had their own page. So in this Bible, it was my dad. Second page was my mom. Third page was my brother. Fourth page was my sister. Then I'm the youngest of three. Then I get to the fifth page. It's blank.
Oh, wow.
It's blank. And so that made me start asking questions. Why is my page is not written in the Bible? And the answers that I got was that, like, I don't know. I don't know. And they really didn't know. I see they wasn't thinking about it. But as a child, when I'm looking into these eyes, the question that came to my mind was, my mom and dad in love at the time?
Yeah.
Because I can tell my brother and my sister are 1 year apart.
Yeah.
But I'm 4 years apart from the next sibling.
Yeah.
And after I was born, a couple of years later, my mom and dad got a divorce. So then I asked another question to my dad. I asked him, was like, was I playing? And I don't know if he was serious or not, but he joked and said, nah, it was a mistake. So then it goes to my mind. Wow. It goes to my mind to where, like, did my mom ever contemplate abortion?
Have you ever asked her?
No, I haven't. That's why I'm not putting it out there if I did. Yeah. I haven't asked her, but this is just in my mind.
Yeah.
And in my mind, it's like, did my mom ever like contemplate abortion when she had me? And my thing is, I don't know if she did, but if she did, I'm like, I'm glad she didn't.
Because I am too.
If she didn't, I mean, if she
would have, yeah,
this wouldn't be happening right now. I would have no life,
and my kids wouldn't have the greatest goddad in the world.
Facts, facts, and it's just like, I have life. I think a life of any type is better than no life at all.
Yeah, it's all precious.
So now going back to saying, it's like you said one thing in the speech that you just said. You said, I don't want to have to go through that. I'm just may be insensitive or not, but I'm comparing 9-10 months to a full life. I know you said you didn't want to have to carry this baby. And I'm not just speaking to her. I'm speaking to everybody. I know you said you didn't want to have to carry this baby for approximately 9 months and stuff like that. And you can hold it for, this is my body. I can do whatever I want. But I'm like, this baby is dependent on you. This baby is dependent on you to make a decision for their life. It does. They don't know how you got here. They don't know it was rape. They don't know it was love. They don't know how old you are, but they just know that they form it, and they is dependent on you to take care of them until they come out of this womb. You was the only person that they know. You was the only person that they have to depend on. And if you don't want me fine and dandy, give me up to abortion or something. But for these eight,
you mean adoption?
Yeah,
mean
adoption. Sorry. I'm glad you caught me because I was gone.
Yeah.
Not abortion. But no, give me up to adoption or something.
Find a family that wants me.
And that's my thing. I'm like, ladies, I'm pleading with you. I'm not going to force you. But I'm like, if you're going through that, I just want you to understand, and we're going to speak to the rape, because that's where most of your minds are at. This man should have never, ever, ever taken advantage of you or whoever it is. Take him to court. Do whatever you have to do. Get him locked up. Do whatever. Shoot, if you want to do it the other way, tell some homies or some family members. Just be honest.
Go get that dude.
Yeah. So I'm just, you know, I mean, like, tell them, and they'll try to help them out, going like get them locked up or something. Because a lot, women be,
or honest, get them missing.
You know, I ain't trying to go that route. No, I'm not trying to go that route. But no, I'm just saying, like, women, when y'all go through that, it's kind of hard for you to handle that by yourself.
It is.
It's kind of hard for you to handle that by yourself. But what I'm trying to say, let's take all of that away. Take the whole scenario, situation away. Think about if your moms would have decided to abort you. You wouldn't even be able to have this choice.
Right.
Wouldn't even be able to have this thought.
Right.
And that's my only thing about it. Yes, it's bad. I'm sorry. I would cry with you. I would do whatever. But all I'm saying, just give the baby a chance to have a choice.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Now let's get back to it, because we, at the very beginning of this, we was at it. We was going. I want that's where I want to go to, because it's a conversation that has to be had. It is. I know that I'm not a woman. I know I can never get pregnant. And this is one of them cases to where, like they say, I think men get shut out the conversation because they're like, oh, you're a man, you don't know, you should never speak on it. But I'm just like, I think it's almost like it takes a village to raise a child. And it's like, I'm speaking for the child. I'm not talking about your body. Yes, your body is the one that's housing this child, but I'm speaking for this child, because I'm pretty sure if a child could speak or think, I don't think that no child going to be like, oh, you're going to decide to do that? Okay, that's cool. All right, I'm with that. I don't believe that. So it's just like, who gonna fight for these babies? That's one thing. It's one when I was watching the debate, I was watching Mike Pence versus Kamala Harris. And for the most part, I was liking what Kamala Harris was saying.
Yeah.
There's one thing that Mike Pence said that I 100% agree with when they was talking about abortion. Cause of course, you know, Democrats is pro-life. I mean, Democrats is pro-choice and Republicans is pro-life. Mike Pence said, I don't know. I just love the fact about life. He said something like that. I forgot it. Cause you know, honestly, I'm not checking for Mike Pence.
Right.
Oh, be real. Unless I'm checking for that fly on his head. Hell no. No, but when that's the one thing I agree with, that's the one stance that I like. It's just like, you know, I just love life. Like, I'm okay with, and I am pro life. And I'm gonna say I do disagree with the, I'm gonna be real, I do disagree with the notion that it's my body, I can do whatever I want. I think that's a cop out. And I'm gonna just tell y'all myself, then I want you to respond to it. I think it's a cop out. I think most of this stuff comes from women that are having good times, that is not practicing safe sex. And I'm gonna throw men in there too, because men, you can choose to put on a condom. You can choose that. But when I'm saying women, you can tell the men you need to put on a condom, or you don't have to open.
It's a two-way street.
Yes, it's a two-way street.
It really is.
You don't have to open. But what I'm saying, I think most of these cases are coming from women that are living life, having fun. And when that baby gets there, they realize, oh, shoot, this is real. And they don't. Then they think about future. They think about how their family gonna look at them. They think about, oh, can they go to college and do this? Can they go to work? They think about life. Then they also think about, you know what? I'm not ready to be an adult yet. And I think that they make that decision based on personal preference. And I think most of the cases is not really revolved around the rape, but I think this is my body, I do what I want. I think that's the cliche or the term that they use to not actually have the conversation.
Yeah.
Cause I do believe a lot of the conversation, I think the women are ignorant to the conversation. They probably would not know how to articulate themselves perfectly to get their point across. So they just don't want to have the conversation, and they use that to put a pin in the conversation, because they know a lot of men is not going to go further than that threshold once you say it's my body. Because us as men, we know once you say it's my body, I can do what I want, we know everything else after that is probably going to be ignorant. That's one way. Then we also know there's a lot of men that has a lot of platforms. They're afraid for their platform to get taken. So they ain't going to say nothing, because at the end of the day, if you look like, if you quote unquote, if you look like a hater of women, yeah, good luck with your platform. Just be honest.
Yeah, it's true.
What you got to say? I'm sorry.
It's all good. You know, speak on it. Speak your heart. Let it be known where your feelings in your head is at, you know. I mean, overall, ultimately, I am pro-life, you know, because...
You can't be lukewarm, though.
Overall, ultimately, I've always been that way. Mm-hmm. It's just over the years, you know, certain things have had, you know, I have had to take into consideration. And that's just made me be more open-minded and understanding to the latter. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't be sensitive to the same things. So it's to be understood that at some points we are all going to be on opposite sides, you know, or opposing sides when it comes down to certain things. But I mean, when it all boils down to it, I couldn't do that. I mean, like I said, now with the rape thing, that's a whole nother story. But just because I felt like I wasn't ready, because if that was the case, I would have got rid of my first kid, because I was only 18 years old. My life was just starting. You know, I mean, but I couldn't get rid of that little life depending on me growing in my belly. You know, I mean, I had to give him a chance to live. And to this day, I love my baby and I'm proud and I'm so happy that I decided to keep him around, because mm-hmm. he's always there for his mommy and he's always checking on me and he's just as sweet as he can be. You know, I don't know where I'd be at without him. But, you know, I saw this picture one time on the side of a bus up there in Charlotte when I was standing in Charlotte. And it was a picture of a fetus that had been aborted. Mm-hmm. And I think that the fetus had been aborted before the 3-month time frame, but it still looked like a little baby. Mm-hmm. And the body was just torn to pieces. Mm-hmm. And it was just so sad. Like, you know, I literally started crying when I saw that picture. And I'm like, you know, if I wasn't totally convinced before that day, yeah, that picture would have been enough to make me be like, oh my goodness, no, I would never consider doing something like that ever again. You know, because it's sad. Like, it really is a little baby. You know, it really is a little life. Mm-hmm. And you're not giving it a chance to live. It's really selfish.
Yeah.
You know. But, you know, for those ladies out there now, like we said, don't think that we're discrediting our rape victims and stuff like that. I mean, or the ones whose lives may be threatened by carrying the kid. You know that your life could be in danger by you carrying this kid. Because my fiance's sister is in that boat right now. Mm-hmm. And she knows that it could either be her or the baby. But she's still deciding to carry on through her pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And then she says she'd rather give her baby a chance to live. And if it costs her life, then so be it. Then you have some that's just like that and facing that choice. But you know, outside of that, anybody else with those selfish reasons, shame on you.
Yeah. So my question, and you know, I agree with that, and I'm praying with, you know, for your fiance sister, you know, but my question is, and this is just the one thing that I could, you know, I just thought it would be a good path. What's the problem if it was not even rape, with rape or consensual, it doesn't matter. What's the problem with having the child and but then just give them up for adoption?
I'm just gonna say this for those that is a problem for. Man, do you not know how attached you're gonna be to this kid?
You know what? That was the answer that I was thinking. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. This is what I truly believe. I believe that at the very beginning, they don't want the baby.
Right.
But in during the pregnancy,
as soon as the first little butterfly kicks get to going, and
they going, I think that they're going to really be so attached. They're going to love this child.
Yeah,
so their thing is, I think there's a lot of things. I think that they're going to genuinely love the child and they're going to want to keep the child.
Yeah.
But yet and still, it goes against how it happened or against what they really wanted.
Yeah.
So they don't even want to put themselves in that situation because the course of a rough 9 months,
nine, ten
months, you probably going to start changing your mind.
You are. And 9 out of 10, it's going to happen.
And yeah, I think a lot of women do not want to be faced with that because most women that I know, I don't care. Look, a lot of women, y'all get a lot of bad rap. I'm going to be honest, y'all shouldn't get a lot of the bad rap. But I'm going to be honest, y'all do have attitudes a lot of time. Y'all do snap a lot of time. Y'all do all that. But men, let me tell y'all something. Women, even with all that, women, I have never met an unloving woman. It's especially to me.
Well, that's natural.
You know, to that. Now, of course, women, y'all have done some unloving things. Just like men, we have done some unloving things too. But just the genuine nature, when somebody is at their best, oh my God. Like, it's so loving. And so my thing is, I do not believe a loving woman after the pregnancy
will be able to give that child.
And there has still been some that has been able.
They did fall through it, but I tell you,
I'm talking about the ratio.
Yeah,
I think more of them kept the baby,
end up giving it away.
And then even if they give it away, they still stay in their life some kind of way.
Yeah, they want to be able to still be able to see the kid, but from a distance or you know only at certain times and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's my thing. I think doing all of that they know that, like, you know what, at the very beginning they have the heart, they have the coldness to say no, and they don't think nothing about it, because when the story is told, they could be like, oh yeah, I you know, somebody raped me, or I didn't want it and I had to get rid of it. But you can't do that once you start to feed it, once your belly start to get big, once you start going to the class, that handprint
press up against your belly,
yeah, you can't do all that.
Foot hit you right.
Yeah, it's just, you know, last question of the segment though. I don't know the ratio because it's just coming in my mind right now. So I didn't do no research on this, but how many women you think regret having an abortion?
If you're talking for like out of, let's say just out of 50.
Yeah.
Just say out of 50, I would say.
Or you could just say a lot. You ain't got to give a none.
I would say 45. Yeah.
I think that's one of them things that is very, very life changing.
Yeah.
And the reason why that I'm so against it, I try to be open. I try to be headstrong in the right direction when it comes to them permanent decisions.
Yeah.
And that's my thing. I wouldn't be this way. I wouldn't try to fight so hard if it wasn't a permanent decision. My problem is you making a permanent decision for another life. I know it's your body and it's in you, but still, give them the choice. And if you don't want to be their mother, give them up.
Like Nick Cannon said, can I live? Can I live? Can I live? You remember that song?
I remember that song. But I don't think nobody over here checking for Nick Cannon music.
You know what? Stop there. Leave that man alone.
Real, look, Nick Cannon has done a lot of songs. He has done a lot of great things. Music was just not the thing.
But he had some good songs.
What was
I'm a
his
gigolo.
That's the only one you probably could bring up as far as good songs.
And Can I Live?
Okay, name it one more. Exactly. Can't even name
that
three
right.
songs.
That
can't
ain't
even,
right.
Shoot, the songs on drum.
Holiday Inn. Oh, never mind. That was Chingy.
Oh my God. Hold on, guy. We was about to end. We got to play the whole thing. Had to get that one in because that was. Have y'all ever heard somebody that just know what they saying is true but is wrong? That she said, "Oh yeah, Holiday Inn." Oh no, that's Ching. You know that.
Oh, that made my stomach hurt.
Oh my God, that is so funny. Oh man, I wish I could have got that on video. God dang it, that was funny. But guys, hey man, it's a wrap. We done got this one in the books. Nikki C, she is back. In full effect. Let the conversation begin. Coming to you, man, by CT, my homegirl Nikki C. We got it for you. Do you know what we're talking about next week?
Are we talking about Mr. Know-It-All?
Either that one or The double standards. So which one you ready for the most?
Kick the double standards.
Double standards? Mm-hmm. Okay, so next week, what we're gonna have for y'all guys, we're gonna have double standards. We know there's a lot of double standards when it comes with men and women. Either, you know, age, colors, or whatever. Any type of double standard. But I think we're going to focus on the double standards between men and women.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to do. Yep. And of course, you know, how I want to set it up is that she got the women's side, I got the men's side.
Yeah.
That's how I want to set it up. Yes. But look, be back next week. This exact time, I promise you, man, we got it for you. Go to letthecomversationbegin@gmail.com. Send us an email or let us know how you like the episode. Please support us on all platforms. Yeah, Let the conversation begin on all platforms. Yeah, but we got to get out of here. Nikki C, give us the last word and let's get out of here.
That's a wrap, man. You know, I already know what we say at the end of each show. If you stick with us,
we stick with you.
Boop, boop, boop.
Take care, guys.
Yeah.
Ooh, I gotta pass gas.